大康自然健康中心成立于1987年，率先将自然疗法、同类疗法同埋碗畅水疗引进香港。我哋提供各项整全性治疗方式，排除体内毒素，增强自身免疫系统，一切尽在大康自然健康中心。电话25773798，网址www.naturalhealing.com.hk。
Dr. Five, thanks for coming to our show again. Now, I would like to ask you one question. If someone is not too sick, kind of quite healthy, for people like me, for example, I haven't been visiting a doctor for some 30 years. Okay, what would you recommend? Should I eat the coconut meat and drink the water, or should I use regularly?Coconut oil in my, you know, cuisine.
Well, I'd recommend that you eat the whole coconut, eat coconut meat, drink coconut milk, drink the water, and use the oil. I recommend that you use the oil if you do any cooking, or just, you know, use it by the spoon, or add it into juices or smoothies or what any type of beverage. You can incorporate the oil.That way into your diet.
My question is it in what way is coconut oil as a product from a factory more useful or better for health than the fresh real thing?
So coconut oil has a lot of health benefits associated with it, and it'sKind of like a medicine, except that it doesn't have any of the harmful side effects that medicine has. And, you know, our bodies actually do need fats. You know, a lot of people say, you know, don't eat fat, fat's unhealthy. But, you know, fat really is healthy, particularly the coconut fat promotes health. And so you need to put it into your diet. And you can use it in various ways. You know, as I mentioned, if you cook with it, you can use it that way, but you don't have to. You can put it into drinks, put it on salads, like a salad dressing, and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, for your information, I open a coconut every day, first thing in the morning, you know, for the water and for the meat later.And so I'm a practitioner in that sense. I think I benefited quite a lot from coconut consumption. But for the a layman, for the average man in the street, how would you recommend them to benefit from coconuts in a daily life?
Well, I recommend actually for a typical person to consumeabout 1 to 3 tablespoons worth of coconut oil. Now, you can get that from coconut milk, or you can get it from the fresh coconut meat. One average-sized coconut contains about 7 tablespoons of coconut oil in the meat itself. And a jar of coconut milk contains about 5 tablespoons. So you can get an idea how much is inoil is in these products. And so adding the coconut oil into your diet will help your body maintain good health, help maintain good blood pressure, good sugar levels, help maintain good cholesterol levels, and help protect against a wide variety of diseases. It helps protect againstchronic degenerative diseases, heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's disease. You know, studies have shown that it helps protect against these. In fact, even when people get these diseases, they can add coconut products, particularly coconut oil, into their diet to help reverse these diseases.
Mm-hmm. I remember 4 years ago when I started talking about the benefits for health.Of coconuts, coconut oil, And the nutritionists and the MDs kept telling people that, well, because it's saturated, it's so bad for you. And I said, yes, at that time, the coconut oil you get in the local market were, you know, produced in a chemical way. And of course, they are lousy. Maybe they are right. Until we get cold-pressed ones. So my question is, how bad is non-cold-pressed coconut oil for health? How bad?
Well, one type of coconut oil I wouldn't recommend that you eat would be the hydrogenated coconut oil, because no hydrogenated oil of any type, whether it's soybean oil, is healthy, and so you should avoid any type of hydrogenated oils, including coconut oil. Then you have processed coconut oil, and believe it or not, processed coconut oil may not be perfect, but it's better than most any other oil available, because most of those are all processed too. And so the best coconut oil would be the virgin coconut oil, because it has the least amount of processing. In my opinion, the least amount of processing is the healthiest way to go. And that would be a virgin coconut oil.
I get it from some of your books that you mentioned that apart from eating the oil or the meat or drinking the water, one can use coconut oils in all kinds of ways, including massage, ear problems, dropping into the eye, and then oil pulling. And what else? Can you explain them one by one? So from top to bottom.
Well, it's good for your hair. And so put it in your hair. If you have dandruff, it can help control dandruff. And you only need to use it maybe once or twice a week to completely control your dandruff. And it makes the hair more richer and it looks nicer. And then, of course, in your eyes. I put it in my eyes, you know, coconut oil in directly into my eyes.
How many drops?
One to two into each eye.
Every day?
No, I don't do it every day. But sometimes my eyes get itchy, scratchy from pollution or whatever. And so I'll put a drop or two in each eye. I normally do it in the evening time right before I go to bed. So hopefully that some of the oil will kind of stay in there while I'm asleep.
Sorry to interrupt you. Well, you know, in a climate like Hong Kong, for half a year, the coconut oil is frozen. So you need to heat it up to do exactly that. But there we have available those coconut oil that they don't freeze in winter. Are they in health terms the same, or are they different? Are they not good enough? You see my point.
Yes, the winterized coconut oil is what it's called, remains liquid pretty much even in the refrigerator. Regular coconut oil actually solidifies at 24 degrees Celsius. And so above that temperature, it's a clear liquid, but below that temperature, it's a white solid. And that's a normal, natural thing. All oils have a point in which they solidify. You know, butter does the same thing. Olive oil does the same thing. They all do that. And with coconut oil, it's 24. Now, with the winterized coconut oil, it goes down to about 5 degrees centigrade before it solidifies. So you can put it in the refrigerator, and it'll still be liquid.
So what's the difference in health terms?
In health terms, the winterized coconut oil has been what they call fractionated, meaning that coconut oil contains about 10 different types of fatty acids, 10 fat molecules. And what they do is they separate each one out, and then they can recombine like two of them. And so it's only two out of the 10 that's in natural coconut oil. And
so there's something missing.
There is something missing, exactly. And so that's why I actually prefer regular coconut oil or virgin coconut oil over the winterized coconut oil. But there, you can use winterized coconut oil for some purposes. For example, when you're eating a cold dish and you don't want it to harden, So for a salad dressing, it would be fine. Or if you put it into a cold drink, you know, it will stir into the cold drink. And that's okay. And you can also put it on your skin. And sometimes I use that, but I prefer the virgin coconut oil.
So my the message I'm getting is it's not half as good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, return to our application.
Okay. And you can put it in your ears. Oftentimes you have earwax that builds up. The coconut oil will soften that and help it come out. Plus, because it has antimicrobial properties, it helps kill the fungus and yeast that can grow in the ear. So keeping your ear canal healthy. So just putting it on a Q-tip and putting it in or dropping a drop or two in your ear will help keep your ears healthy. In your sinuses, you know, sometimes you may have sinus infections or have a hard time breathing. You can squeeze some up into your nose, and it helps to clear out infections from the nose as well. And then there's oil pulling. Oil pulling is taking a spoonful of the oil and putting it in your mouth and swishing it around like you would a mouthwash, and it helps clean out your mouth, plus the action of swishing helps pull out bacteria, mucus and pus and other nasty things and detoxifies your mouth. And then you spit that out. You don't want to swallow it. You want to spit it out. And it leaves your mouth cleaner, fresher, healthier. It pulls out bacteria. It makes your teeth cleaner. It makes your breath fresher, your tongue cleaner. So it's very good for oral health. And then you can put coconut oil on your nails, particularly your toenails that are prone to develop fungus, you know, nail fungus or fungus anywhere on the body because it's antifungal. And so it's very good in fighting skin infections. And it's good for all over the body for almost any type of skin condition. So if you have some types of rashes, it's very good. It doesn't clear away every single type of skin condition because there's a lot of different causes of different skin conditions. And so it can't clear every single one, but it clears an awful lot of skin problems. It clears up acne. You know, people that have acne problems, they say, you know, you put oil on my face for acne? Yeah, if it's coconut oil, it'll help clear it out. Mm-hmm. It will help with cuts, you know, or burns because it speeds the healing of the skin and the tissues. In fact, it's a great suntan or sunblock. It's the traditional sunblock that the islanders have used for thousands of years, and it works very good. When I go out into the sun, I burn very easily because I'm really light skin. It only takes about 15 minutes in a hot sun, and I begin to burn. But if I put coconut oil on my skin first, I can go out in the tropical sun for hours and not burn at all. Hours. Yeah. So it's great for this. And it smooths out the skin. This makes the skin smooth and soft. So if you have a problem with dry, rough, cracking skin, using it every day can help smooth out the skin. So coconut oil is the most wonderful natural skin lotion, a skin salve that I've ever found.
And mosquito bites?
Oh, and it's great for relieving mosquito bites, and it also has a mild anti-mosquito. It can repel them a little bit. And so if you combine that with an essential oil, it makes a good mosquito repellent.
Last year in my garden, I stepped on a bee barefooted. And then I got stung, and I applied coconut oil, and in 5 minutes the pain was gone.
Well, I have a story too. Many years ago when I was just getting into coconut oil, just learning about it, I went into my backyard to clean up some old wood that had been there for many years, and I was moving the wood out, and I uncovered a spider's nest, and the spiders started crawling. I had like 50 spiders crawling all over my arms and chest, and they were biting me, you know, and so I brushed them all off, and I had maybe about 20 spider bites all up and down my arms, and then I just went back to moving the wood, and then the bites started to become very itchy and painful, and they started to swell up. So I had these swollen spots, and it was just driving me crazy, and I didn't know what to do about it. And then I thought, well, I have some coconut oil in the house. Maybe that might help soothe it. And so I went in, and I put coconut oil on all the spots where I had the bites. And within just a few minutes, the itching and the pain went away. Now, what was really interesting is the next day, the swelling had gone down. There wasn't any more itching, no more pain, except in two spots on the back of my neck that I never put any coconut oil on. They were very swollen and painful. So where I put the coconut oil, it was perfect, but where I didn't put it on, it was very painful.
Any tips for baby care applying coconut oil?
Coconut oil is great for babies. One of the bad things that babies experience is diaper rash, you know, and coconut oil is wonderful for diaper rash. Diaper rash is caused primarily by candida fungus, you know, and so coconut oil can kill the fungus and speed healing of the skin. Coconut oil also has anti-inflammatory properties, so it helps soothe inflammation. And thrush is another problem that children have when they have a candida infection in their mouth. And so having coconut oil in their mouth. Now, babies can eat coconut oil. You know, you just add it to their milk or into their food, and they can consume coconut oil and benefit as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. In fact, for very young infants, they can also benefit for coconut oil, even if they're not using a formula. If you use a formula, you can add it in. But if they're not using a formula, if they're only breastfed, well, what you do is the mother takes the coconut oil, and that will enrich her milk naturally with the medium chain fatty acids, because coconut oil is the richest natural source of medium chain fatty acids. But another source is human breast milk. And when you eat coconut oil, it enriches the breast milk with these medium-chain fatty acids. So nature actually puts in these medium-chain fatty acids in our foods to help the growing baby.
So, folks, read Dr. Five's books. everyone, parents, and you know, everyone on this planet. Well, my granddaughter is 2.5 years old. And every time she comes to my house, the first order is coconut water from the straw. And then my grandson is now exactly 6 months. Well, how would you advise parents for babies, you know, their first food apart from the breast milk? How should they start eating or drinking coconut
for babies?
Well, they can drink some of the coconut water plus young coconut meat, you know, that comes from a young coconut. The meat in the coconut is very soft and jelly-like. You can blend that.
Liquefy.
Yes, you can liquefy it because it's very soft. And you know, some of the young coconuts have kind of a tough, it's not real hard, but it's rubbery. But the younger coconut is more like a jelly, and it will dissolve into the mouth. So the baby doesn't really need to do even any chewing. It's just like eating jelly.
Starting from which month?
Oh, I would say probably 6 months.
Good. Well, any other tips for our audience?
Well, don't be afraid of using coconut products. Eat the meat, eat the milk, eat the water. Use the oil in your food preparation. Add the oil into your diet, and you will see some benefits. And put the oil on your skin. See what it does on your skin, and you'll be amazed at what it does.
I have another story regarding coconut oil. You know, we were selling coconut oil, and my partner brought one bottle home, and the bottle was broken on the floor. so the oil was all over the floor, and she started using it as a, well, floor wax. And it turned so beautiful. And what happened was the cats kept licking them for the entire week, licking the floor.
That's exactly right. Animals love coconut oil. In the wild, lots of wild animals will take the coconuts and eat the coconut meat. But even the oil that you get in the store, you can feed to your pets, your cats, your dogs, birds, you know, love it. And so all of the health benefits that I talk about for people also apply to your pet. And so many pet owners actually feed a spoonful of coconut oil to their pets every day.
Now, I was told that coconuts from Thailand taste best. But what about coconut oil? Where would you recommend?
Well, I recommend any place where the climate is warm pretty much most of the year, because coconuts love a hot, warm, and wet climate. And so any climate, whether it's the Philippines has a perfect climate for it, but there's other places too. Thailand has a great climate. Vietnam has a great climate for growing of coconuts. And so these other countries also produce very good quality coconut products.
Well, Dr. Pipes, thanks for entertaining us with your useful information. Once more, I would like to thank you on behalf of everyone on this planet. I think you've done a great job so far, and I am happy to see today that you are safe and well. Thank you because of coconuts.
Thank you.
Well, I hope that you can come to Hong Kong more often. See you again.
Okay. 哎呀，呢轮转天气风湿骨痛，好辛苦啊！
奶奶，我啱啱买咗一个最新科技嘅太空小铃声，可以迅速舒缓任何痛症噶，咁就唔怕风湿骨痛啦。
哇，咁好噶，咁啊买多个分享下俾阿姨婆啦。
太空小铃声可以喺六创意健康店买到，电话2882-4848，网址系3个 W.HEALTHSHOP.com。